Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
I am back on the East Coast, where I quickly managed to see final performances of two shows, both off-Broadway, and both with stellar names attached. Richard II completed a nice run at the Astor Place Theater downtown. Starring the always irrepressible Michael Urie, it was a new take on this Shakespearean tale, a bit more contemporary. The cast was excellent. This is a tiny, decidedly unglamorous, but very friendly venue, and God bless New York's devoted theater fans. They filled them up. And then I hit the West Village's Lucille Lortel. That is also far from glamorous, but manages to grab very big actors, Andrew Scott, Adam Driver, in the last year or so. Anyway, the one that just enjoyed a nice run was called Gruesome Playground Injuries, a two-character piece by Rajiv Joseph. He's a man behind a number of interesting shows, including one about NBA superstar LeBron James. This one's well-directed by Neil Pepe. It featured Cara Young, who keeps winning Tonys, deservedly, and Nicholas Braun, who was one of the stars of Succession. In the play, they meet sort of cute in a hospital, and weird injuries keep them going from age 8 onward. Well, I don't know if this production will go upward and onward, but these are great roles. There is laughter, and if not tears, some thought-provoking ideas that stay with you. By the way, those two actors not only perform, in between they switch all the scenery. Hey, it cuts the budget. Now for some theater updates. Following a successful international premiere, Beaches, a new musical, will open on Broadway this spring at the Majestic Theater for a limited New York engagement. Previews begin March 27th. The musical will run through September 6, 2026. I'm a tad rusty on this one here, but I believe it's based on that movie with Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey. Get out your hankies. And now we go from Beaches to Bugs. Well, Bug, B-U-G, I think I've mentioned this before, set in a shabby motel room in Oklahoma. This one focuses on Agnes, an on-the-lammed cocktail waitress, and Peter, a mysterious war veteran and drifter. Over one night, the two hole up and the conversations become increasingly unhinged about government surveillance, secret mind control experiments, and the insects that Peter insists are burrowing into his skin and teeth. Ugh. No, audiences never see those terrorizing parasites. But their effects on the two characters are still on physical display, apparently. Anyway, despite its tiny title, Bug, and its intermission-less 90-minute runtime, Bug boasts a rather long history. It's written by Pulitzer Prize winner Tracy Letts, who also happens to be married to the show's star, Carrie Coon. In the 90s, it's been staged around the world for decades. It was even adapted into a movie. But this production, which arrives following a run at the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago, with the full cast and Tony-winning director David Cromer attached. Anyway, it marks the play's first time on Broadway. Good luck. And we should all get ourselves to England, where Wicked superstars Jonathan Bailey and Ariana Grande are reportedly in talks to lead a revival of Sunday in the Park with George on the West End. The Pulitzer Prize-winning musical by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine is rumored to be mounted in 2027 under the direction of Tony winner Marianne Elliott. She previously worked with Jonathan Bailey on a West End revival of Sondheim's Company, for which he won an Olivier. Anyway, fingers crossed, and maybe Oceans. By the way, Oh Mary, our most American of shows, has just opened in London. Reviews call it rude, racy, and rip-roaringly funny. I guess they're used to laughing at our presidents by now. Anyway, next up for me is Simon Rich's play, All Out, comedy about ambition, with a rotating cast of funny people at the Nederlander, and nightly music supplied by the Lawrence Band. That will get me into our new year, at which time I also get to experience Ragtime at Lincoln Center, finally, arguably one of the biggest revivals in many a year. And speaking of revivals, I thought it would be fun to see Putnam County Spelling Bee Show, one of my long time ago favorites, one we all took the kids to. Well, it's at the New World Stages now. I thought, why not just get a cheap seat to see if the show still holds up? Oh, yeah? The tickets are in the 700s. I don't think there's anything less than the high 300s. Well, good for them. Who knew? There are other ways to see something affordable. I just streamed a new movie called Blue Moon, which is going to earn Ethan Hawke an Oscar nomination. This one is about the great writing team of Rogers and Hart. On again, off again, so to speak. Anyway, I hope you'll find something fun to see near you, and keep enjoying the holidays. I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.